I do think that this is a fantastic reading for us and this celebration at this very particular time of the year. What's taking place all around us? Graduations. People are in high school, people are in college, people are ending their formal training, right? They've had their classes, they've done their projects, but now they've got to go out into the real world. And so that's what we're experiencing right now. And many of you are doing that. As a matter of fact, probably some of you are going to go to graduation parties this very weekend. And so why not just use that to help us appreciate what we're celebrating here? Because it is that Jesus, after the apparent experience of whatever resurrection was, it ended. There was no longer whatever that influence of the presence of Jesus, either when he was teaching them and walking with them and showing them, and then that period of time when they sensed his presence, experienced his presence in the various activities they were doing, but then that came to an end. And what are we going to do? They have to make some decisions now, don't they? Can you imagine what it was like to have been part of a 3-year movement? And you basically didn't spend all your time. You were out there working, but you had this experience. And then you got together in groups and discussed it. And then after the death of Jesus on the cross and the experience of the resurrection, you continue to meet. And you can tell the stories. And you remembered what Jesus said, the great teachings, and what the values were. And then it caught fire, because somehow whatever they had was wanted by the world around them. You got to think that. We have this wonderful Matthean story of Jesus having this last talk with his boys and saying, okay, now go. Go baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, that's an interesting story, but it probably isn't quite like that in reality. This is the church reflecting back. But what was taking place is something that might be something we have to reflect about. How could they, those few disciples, actually go out and find so many other people who found what they had to offer as important, as exciting, as life-giving? Can you imagine what they were up against? Well, first of all, what did they need? What did they need after this experience of Jesus in the flesh and then in the resurrected where, and then now when they have the sense to go out? Enthusiasm, first of all, right? They had to love what was taking place in their own lives. And they had to, in some way, instill in their message that that was something that others might enjoy, others entertain. And so I think we have to stop and pause and say, where are we in all of this now? Aren't we sent in the same way? How enthusiastic are we? Do we believe we have something that is wonderful to share? Because that would seem to be the essential element here, don't you think? We just had 35 women in this parish just come off retreat. And I'm sure that that experience ignited some enthusiasm. And so now they will go out and tell people what they experienced this weekend. And I'm sure they're going to be talking to other women who will say, gee, I wish I had been there. In other words, this isn't that hard once we realize we've got something good. But I guess maybe is that what we need to talk about? Do we think we have something good that others might want to share with us and make it even better for them and us? For that's what we're really celebrating here. Jesus is graduating those first disciples. And now they are going to take this way and they're going to do with it. And all of us are here because of what they did. How about us? We're sent also to go and to share. How are we going to do it?